distinction you made between like having like a clear and stable mind versus having a mind that just doesn't have anything going on. And I was thinking about the Lumpur Cha making that distinction a lot. Like having, you can have a mind that's like a peaceful mind, but then the mind that's appeased the Kilesa, or the Kilesa, and so that can be thought of as like, okay, you know, you might have samadhi, but you know, you're just kind of, you know, oppressing or suppressing the hindrances temporarily. Like it can kind of have that feel, but he talks about it so much and with different terms that, is that a good skill just to have in general? Like to, even if there are like kilesa coming up, to be able to have peace around it. Like if you've got anger, but not to make a problem out of it.
Because the thing is as soon as you, even if you're in a full blown kilesa mode, to be able to acknowledge it and sort of, oh yeah, this is painful, this is uncomfortable. Whereas, there's a problem with the kilesas, but then there's a problem with delusion where we complicate that even more, or we try to paint it into, make it into something else. To find justifications for.